Again, if you're forceful and you have a doctor that will work with you, you know, that's it's hard to find, and you have to be persistent. So, again, just so that you know, in the hospital, the law is clear. It says, if it will do no harm, they must go ahead and do the therapy. So, that's just something to be aware of. So, anyway, I want to thank my wife. She's always on top of whatever happening. Let's see, what do we have from either Blog Talk? Oh, and I haven't given a phone out in a while. Again, to get Blog Talk Radio, 646-478-5814. And Don, anything we have to have?
Yes, we do have a one caller. We have one of our regulars, Sylvia, is on the line.
Oh, hi, Sylvia.
On the line there.
Good morning, Sylvia.
Hi.
Are you listening only,
yes,
or do you have a question?
I'm just listening today.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Okie doke, we'll put you back on headphones. Thank you. And then any comments on the web that we need to ask,
well,
answer?
There was a question, you know, whether you can do the cocktail for vitamin C drip as well with the colloidal silver and
And the ozone.
Yeah, the ozone, yeah. Is that possible to do like a cocktail like that?
I would not do it that way. Those are very specific therapies, and I would do those as a separate, because the silver is usually done with a syringe and it's a push, and the IV drip for vitamin C is a slow drip, and the ozone is a different kind of a drip. So no, I would probably not do those together, and I don't think most of the holistic MDs that do that would do them together either. So no. Not to do them together. Any other questions, or I can go back to articles?
That was about all the questions. Are you going to go back to articles?
Oh, good. We're having light calls today. Sometimes we have one caller after the next asking about their family member or health condition. So, anyway, there's another drug that I want to talk about, because some of the newest research is not so good. But how many people would you guys say, do you know what a protein pump inhibitor is? It's the drugs that people get prescribed for ulcers, heartburn, and acid reflux. How many people do you think are taking heartburn medication like Nexium and Prilosec and Pepcid and Prevacid? How common are those drugs?
Yeah, and we get those a lot at the store from people who...
Correct. Uh-huh. Well, a new research has just come out, and this is brand new, and it says, new research suggests that the drugs commonly used for heartburn, acid reflux, and ulcers may raise the risk of numerous fatal conditions, including heart disease and stomach cancer. And so it says, physicians often prescribe protein pump inhibitors, or PPIs they're called, to treat gastrointestinal conditions that involve an excess of acid production. Nexium, Prevacid, Prilosec, Protonix, and these are only some of the brand names. But there's more than 15 million people in the United States that take these prescription, and now it's even over the counter. You can buy Omeprazole or Prilosec directly over the counter. The Omeprazole, by the way, is the generic name for these drugs. And a new study appearing in the Journal of the British Medical Journal suggests that these drugs may actually increase the risk of death from various chronic health conditions. And the doctor, professor of medicine at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, he was the senior investigator of the study. And he said that for the new study, they found that the PPIs are linked with a 17% higher death rate. And he examined medical data from medical records in the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. And he followed thousands, almost 200,000 people in this cohort study on PPI prescription drugs, and they followed again 57,000 people that received these H2 blockers, which is another kind. So you're having a total of well over 200,000 people that were tested, and the scientists clinically followed the participants, who were predominantly male, Caucasian, and 65 years or older, and they followed them for more than a decade. And they used the data to build a statistical model of the chemical. Well, this allowed them to estimate that during the time of the follow-up, there would be another 45.2 excess deaths per 1,000 people. And that's a pretty high number. And they found that the model showed that people taking these PPI groups, they had a much higher incidence of heart disease and fatal heart conditions. And what was nice about this article is they had some what they called anecdotal evidence at the end on how to treat it naturally, and that's with using apple cider vinegar to help your acid reflux, and also there's some essential oils like fennel, anise, and peppermint. And they found that a small amount of apple cider vinegar, like a teaspoon in a glass of water with the meal, can help 80 to 90% of most people. The other 10% do react to the apple cider vinegar and can't take it. So there's our music. So we're going to take our last commercial break. And again, I just want to leave you with the thought, if you're taking Prilosec or Nexium, one of the things they don't tell you is it has a 48-hour half-life. So if it's working, you can take that drug every other day or every one time in every 3 days, and it will still work, and yet it will cut your risk dramatically of getting those other fatal diseases. So it'll stop your acid reflux, stop your heartburn, but you can take the drug every other day or every third day. So anyway, just wanted to leave you with that so you know how to improve your outcomes. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we will be right back